IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is sunscreen day, and I just panicked because I hadn't thought about the fact that maybe sunscreen stops us from getting our intake of vitamin D. Never mind that we take calciferol every other day anyway, but we wanted to understand about sunscreen. Why is it that important? Dr. Gary Levy, he's a healthcare practitioner. He is a dermatologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm well, Howard. Can you hear me?
Perfectly, perfectly clearly. How are you doing?
I'm well. You know this talk's taking place from Israel?
Yes. No, we're absolutely aware of it. We are, and the line is very clear, so that is absolutely perfect. So even though we are heading into winter here, our winters, obviously, especially in the Gauteng area, clear skies, and it is sunny, is it still important for us to be wearing sunscreen each day?
So, it's an interesting fact. I think the bottom line is going to be yes, and there are a number of reasons for that. Of course, the sun damage and sun exposure is far greater in summer, but sun damage and sun exposure is happening to us throughout our lives throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's two separate things you can talk about. The one is blistering sunburns. Blistering sunburns are the worst type of sun exposure you can have, and that's unlikely to happen in the winter months. But many, many studies have shown that melanoma in adult life is related to the number of blistering sunburns as children. The other thing are the other types of sun damage, which include carcinomas and aging of the skin. And that's a sum of all the sun exposure that you have throughout your life. And if you can limit that on a day-to-day basis, then as you grow older, you will benefit from that.
How do we know, you know, if we're working inside most of the day, which most of us are doing, you know, I'm in studio, then I'm in an office, then I'm working indoors, do I still need to put on sunscreen on those types of days?
Yeah. So the answer to that is you don't have to.
Mm.
You don't, unless you have some specific condition, you're on some medication that predisposes you to have greater effects from sunlight.
Right.
But one of our arguments is, don't wake up in the morning and think, I'm going to be having a sugary lunch, so I'll brush my teeth. And if I'm not going to, then I won't brush my teeth.
Right, right.
And what we're trying to instill in our youth is the concept of wake up in the morning, get dressed, brush your teeth, put on sunscreen. And it's a habit that happens every day.
Right.
And so that they won't forget to do it. So do you need it if you're in the office? You don't.
Right.
But for the younger people, they're often having breaks and they're often staying after school for sport.
So we should be, before we send our kids to school every morning, we should be putting sunscreen on them.
Well, certainly on the exposed part. Just to backtrack 1 second, and the Australians got this right a long time ago, and that is that protect yourself from being in the sun and wearing protective clothing are the two main factors in sun damage protection. The sunscreen should be an adequate to all of that.
Mm.
So, I think if you are staying indoors and you're not going outside and you're wearing good clothing, then you don't really have to have it. But we do like to have it. The other thing that's going to get thrown at us now is the vitamin D story.
Yes, that's my next question.
And the current feeling about vitamin D manufacturing from the sunlight is that we don't put on enough sunscreen, we don't put on thick enough, we don't put on often enough to prevent us making vitamin D. More people die from skin cancer than from vitamin D deficiency. We're much more into protecting ourselves from the sun, and if necessary, you can always supplement your vitamin D already.
As we get older, is there a way to reverse this or protect this? In other words, with moisturizers and with all these anti-aging creams that have collagen and all sorts of things in it?
First of all, there's no such thing as a safe tan,
mm-hmm.
and there isn't a way of reversing it. All you can do is stop the progression by limiting the amount of sun exposure you need as an adult. And in fact, your vitamin D story is more important as an adult. But there really isn't. I mean, what goes into a bucket of sun damage stays there forever. And it, you know, we saying, it's a thing, I don't know where it comes from, that 80% of your sun damage gets done by the age of 20. I've made that formula exactly right.
Mm.
But it's close. It's close.
And what are the things to look out for? You mentioned melanomas, you've mentioned these. What does somebody need to look out for in an adult, as an adult, if they have had a lot of exposure to the sun as a younger person?
Well, you know, they should still limit the amount of sun exposure that they have. And the only other thing is to go for at least an annual check to make sure that everything's okay. And if something would crop up that would make you or someone in your family suspicious, then to get to the dermatologist sooner than your 1 year checkup.
Right.
Incidence of skin cancer is very high in sunny countries, and for reasons not exactly clear, it keeps rising every year.
Yeah, and definitely something that we need to be aware of. Dr. Gary Levy speaking to us from Israel, healthcare practitioner specializing as a dermatologist. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.